How can you make business aviation operations safer? ISBAO wants your thoughts.
The ISBAO represents the international philosophy for bringing harmony to business aviation.
From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Do you know how ISBAO is run? It is the International Standard for Business Aircraft Operations, and it's an ever-evolving standard that's crafted by people who spend their careers working in our industry. So, who better to help figure out what's needed to make the industry safer? Sonny Bates is the ISBAO Program Director at IBAC. That's the International Business Aviation Council.
Our most favorite way is the face-to-face outreach. So, you know, by attending all the conventions that are applicable to business aviation, we do our best to make a presence there. In the last 2 years, we've done about 60 workshops per year where we go out and meet people face-to-face, usually average about 10 people a day in the workshops, and we talk to them, we provide seminar education, and in turn, they come back with specific questions about, well, how does this work? You know, my flight department's small, or how does this work? My flight department's special. And we get into the specifics with them and how the ISBAO could apply just for them. Then we also provide as much opportunity as we can online with our website by having a little push button say, hey, learn about ISBAO here or improve the ISBAO here.
Once an idea is generated to Bates or one of his colleagues, it's sanitized. That is, stripped of information that might lead to favoritism in the decision-making process.
The ideas coming from the different sources are not given any favoritism whatsoever by who makes the input. In fact, I have been managing that process for the last 3 years so that when it's brought forth in the meeting, nobody has any idea who brought this idea up. It could be one of the team members sitting around the table. It could be a customer, operator, auditor, or it could have been an executive in one of our meetings, in a committee meeting somewhere. But as politics goes, they would probably know if that happened.
What surprises Bates about this process?
It's probably one of the more amazing things about the ISBAO program and what it does for business aviation worldwide. When I travel to Brazil, like I'm going to next month, and talk to my friends and the operators down there in Brazil, they're asking the same questions that the operators are in Europe. You know, when you're there in Germany and talking to operators about the ISBAO standard and meeting the requirements worldwide, they're saying, well, you know, with regard to fuel planning, and with regard to weather considerations, and with regard to fueling with passengers on board and creating safety standards for that, they're all talking about the same things because the ISBAO represents the international philosophy for bringing harmony to business aviation. So when we're speaking to people in Brazil, I say, you know what? I just spoke to somebody in Germany. You got to call them. They're asking the same question. And they do. They'll contact them. And all of a sudden, they have a friend across the other side of the world, and they start developing their programs together based on their experiences.
For more information on ISBAO and how you can provide input during this ongoing evolution of the standard, check our website. Check out the website, IBAC.org. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Hi, this is Max Flight from the Airplane Geeks podcast. Each week, we discuss recent aviation topics with an industry guest and bring you reports from around the world. Listen to us at airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Checking the NBAA event calendar, the next big regional business aviation forum will be at Love Field in Dallas, Texas, September 18th. Hosted by Business Jet Center, you'll find seminars on improving efficiency and productivity, pre-buy aircraft inspections, as well as an update on ADS-B. NBAA President Ed Bolin will update attendees on advocacy as well. For more information, check the website, nbaa.org. That, of course, leads us closer to NBAA 2014 in Orlando. The show itself runs during the week of October 20th, but as you know, there are plenty of events beforehand. Take, for instance, the Tax, Regulatory, and Risk Management Conference, October 19th and 20th. Registration for that is now underway. It is a highly customizable event with 8 breakout sessions on topics that range from aircraft leasing and financing to coping with federal excise taxes. Check the website for more information and to register. And that is the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.